Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
An iconic moment in the history of the Indy 500. 720 WGN. John Landecker, thanks for tuning in. It's 7 minutes after 8 o'clock, and we're with Dan Neal. Hey, Dane Neal. I'm sorry, Dane. Sorry, I mispronounced your first name there. You're Dane, and I made you a Dan.
You know, when I was a little kid, I used to want to be named like Jerry or Kevin or something. So that's fine. I've been all those things.
Are you in Indy now?
I am. I am in the epicenter of racing awesomeness in the calm before the big, giant racing storm.
Yeah.
I'm right here.
And don't forget Dane's podcast, On the Road. You want to make sure that you get a hold of that because there's this and more. So let's talk about the 500. WGN, the 100 years, we have a unique connection to that Indy 500, I believe.
Well, I mean, the most unique connection, too. So we'll have, radio and television stations from around the world. It's a global audience. But WGN Radio, we were the first ever radio station to broadcast the race. And it's coming up on the 106th running. So it's been a long time. But we know with our 100th anniversary, we've been around a long time. But the first station to ever broadcast that race, and it's pretty cool. It's a great thing to say because, of course, millions and millions of people listen to it and watch it. And to be that first is right up our alley.
That's the way I used to, and probably will again on Sunday. I have memories of a kid being outside doing yard work or actually staining a some sort of wooden deck project. It's the weirdest memory, and I've got the radio cranked, and it's the 500, and I'm like, yeah, this is fantastic.
Those are the pastimes, John Landecker, the staining of the wooden project. It's fallen by the way, so we should bring that back. Tradition.
Yeah, I should get on that this weekend. I was reading an article about the Penske family. There was a picture of Roger Penske standing at the 500. Now the Penske family purchased the 500. Is that correct?
Well, I guess you could say it's the family, but typically you just think of Roger. So
right.
I'm sure there's a family, and he's probably done a 23andMe, and there's maybe some extra people, but he's like the leader of that huge racing icon. A very successful businessman as well. And so a couple years ago, he decided that he was going to, the Indy, occasionally things come up for sale, right?
Right.
So Indianapolis Motor Speedway,
right.
which is just huge, and the Indy Racing League was up for sale, and he bought it. And you know what? To a person, like everybody that I asked from legends like Mario Andretti and Bobby Rahal and all of the drivers are just so excited that they had, it wasn't just maybe a big company that bought it. It was
right.
A guy that,
yeah.
That has the resources and loves it. And so he has put so many dollars in the facility and then, everything into the race and the series. And this is the first year, even though I bought it, I think it might've been 2019 in the fall. This will be the first year that full attendance
right.
And it's going to be on display, but he's done everything, John, from like people brag about like the bathrooms. Yeah. I mean, it's the place is amazing.
The bathrooms.
I mean, when you get down to that, you've done something right. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, but what about the bath?
That's the last place I expected somebody to be going, hey, have you been to the 500? No, but if you're ever down there, you got to check out the bathrooms.
All right.
Go to Yelp, right?
That's what it is. Like, yeah, but have you seen the bathrooms?
They must have been taking a financial bath the past couple of years. I mean, what was it last year? There was a limited attendance, wasn't it?
Last year was at, I think it was like 30% or 40%.
Yeah,
honestly,
yeah.
I was here and it felt full. The year before, there was nobody here. And
right.
Yes, a financial bath, but Roger Penske, by all accounts, has lots of water and he is plenty. He's not one of those guys, like, remember your parents were telling you, like, just a minute on the water for the teeth, right? Don't just leave it running. Come on. Plenty of water.
Leave that tap on. And what kind of, I'm guessing that Sunday there's going to be, if I would think, a sellout crowd.
You know, it's as crazy as it sounds. I think partly because racing is just so popular. There's been a resurgence in support for it. We all heard about the Formula One race down in Miami that sold out in like 11 minutes.
Right.
And, you know, the NASCAR numbers are up. And so racing is having a resurgence. Plus, just the fact that people were kept away from things that they really loved and enjoyed over the past few years. And so people are like, well, you know, everyone's just chomping at the bit to get back to it. And then you have a holiday weekend. And so even though the race itself was, you know, 30-40%, none of the extra activities that are built around race week happened. So they have a parade that has a couple hundred thousand people, concerts, you know, all of that snake pit stuff that you remember hearing about.
You bet.
When you were a kid, all the debauchery. Of course, it's not like that anymore. Very family friendly, but everything's happening this year.
So they've got parades, they've got concerts happening around the weekend this year?
Yeah, for sure. So Carb Day is the concert, and that is happening on Friday night.
Carb Day.
They call it that. Yeah, because, you know, cars have carburetors.
Carburetor.
So they've you know, that's just the traditional name for it, but it's a celebration. So what they try to do here, and hats off to the people at IMS and Doug Bowles and his team, is they try to have musical acts that will appeal to everyone. Because you look at, you're going to have, you know, with the infield and everything, it's going to be pushing 400,000 people that are, and so they're not all the same. We don't all like the same music. So you're going to have Kings of Chaos, which has members. It's got like Lita Ford, John Waite, Jack Blades from Night Ranger, members of Rat, you know, Skid Row, Guns N' Roses. So you're going to have that for the hard rock fans. And then Rick Springfield is going to be there. My wife and I were trying to think. She claimed he only had Jesse's Girl. I'm saying there was at least three or four.
Well, now wait. Jesse's Girl is by far the biggest record he ever had.
For sure.
By far. So it's not unusual for people to think that he only had one song. He did have a couple others.
Yes, he did.
But they weren't.
I was defending.
Yeah. Well, I understand that, but they weren't to the level of Jesse's Girl. And believe me, when he gets out there to sing, that's what people are going to be waiting for. Play Jesse's Girl. Play Jesse's Girl. I mean, I got to hear it now.
I think he plays it once in the beginning and once in the back for anybody who comes in. There are ones at the end for anybody who comes in late. And then also Morris Day and the Time will be. Yeah, I remember him from Purple Rain.
Of course.
So they'll be there too.
I got a text from 317. It says, don't sell the Indy 500 bathroom short. They needed, all caps, the upgrade.
It's a low-hanging fruit on the improvement side.
We're talking the Indy 500, and we'll do more when we come back on 720. WGN. Yay! 720 WGN. John Landecker talking Indy 500. Going to have it on the air Sunday here at 720 WGN with Dane Neal. And I'm going to get to your show here in just a second, Dane, because I was just informed you've got quite a little project happening Sunday morning.
No rush on any of that. We can go through that like when we get there. So there's lots more before we have to go into the action-packed show.
Gotcha. So, you talked about the attendance, the activity that's happening around the race with parades and concerts, and I've got, and you probably are, obviously you know this already, that Blake Shelton has been named the 500's Grand Marshal. Miles Teller, the actor, who's in Top Gun Maverick, or whatever they're calling the new one, it will be there as the honorary starter of the race. Not quite sure.
Well, John, this is one of those events, you know, not unlike maybe like the Kentucky Derby or something, where it isn't necessarily people that are within, that are stars of the motorsport world that are there. I mean, you'll see A-list actors and rock stars and all that, and it's an eclectic blend of people that will be there. That's going to be awesome. It's one of the things that makes it great. I remember one time, one of the early times that maybe in the early 2000s, I ended up running into both, I think it was Bill Clinton, and then also the Backstreet Boys. And so, I mean, that just tells you the range, right?
I suppose there's a joke in there that I'm not going to get near. How long, how many races have you gone to? How long have you been doing this?
probably 20 plus years, you know, that we've been doing it.
Yeah.
And always in the 100% official capacity, we'll be doing this Sunday from 7 till 10, but covering it, you know, the entire time. And it is an amazing event. You know, you think about it, so pushing 400,000 people. It is, and so a little bit of history here, it is the largest one-day sporting event in the world,
right.
And this will be the biggest collection of humans since the pandemic.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
So you're doing a three-hour pre-race show?
I know, right? We did it last year, too, and I'm sure you're probably replaying that. I'm sure lots of listeners are. And so what we've done is we always have, like, a lot of the stars. So we're going to have, you know, Mario Andretti will be on with me, a guy that we've known for a long time. Bobby Rahal, four-time winner Elio Castroneves. So if you're familiar, he won his fourth, only guy to win back-to-back, and he's claiming he can do it on our airways as well. What's crazy about it, as great as he is, you know, I always remind him that more people know him as the winner from Dancing with the Stars.
I think you have a legitimate point. Absolutely. Yeah. Let me try to get my thoughts organized here. First of all, did I see in the news like last week or very recently that a time trial record was set with speed?
Yes.
What was that?
So Scott Dixon, who's the pole sitter, so he's a 6-time IndyCar Series champion. That's like for the season champion, but he's also won back in 2008. He won the Indy 500. He is the pole sitter, so he has the fastest time, and he also has the fastest time in history. I was talking with him today, and of course we'll have it on the program. It's not, you know, when you've won everything, you know, every year there's a guy on the pole, and
of course, every year
somebody wins, but not every year someone is the fastest of all time, and it's kind of cool, right? So that's
it.
So everybody's running pretty fast.
How fast was it?
Oh, I told Brendan no trivia. It was like,
oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was like 232 miles an hour or something like that.
It might have been 234 or something. I will get that.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot. It was just.
I should know that.
But no one can, regardless of who the pole position is, they can't maintain anything like that throughout the entire race.
No,
of course not.
And, you know, it's a 500-mile race.
Right.
And so even if you're on the pole, I mean, even the percentage of people that are on the pole that win, I'm not going to say it doesn't mean anything. I think it's a testament to how well, you know, kind of you're set up and ready to go. But they always say that the track chooses the winner. And here you'll have, you know, people that are great and have won, but oftentimes there's rookies that win.
Yeah.
There's, you know, relatively inexperienced drivers. There could be a big crash and someone could win. That's what makes it, you know, one of those compelling races. You just don't know.
Who are the names we should be looking out for the race this year, the drivers?
Well, anyone that's racing for Chip Ganassi. So they have like 5 out of the top 6 and the rest of them in the top 12. So they're there. Elio Castroneves is, of course, one. He's going for the unprecedented 5th Indy 500 win, so he's one. You know, Alexander Rossi is one of those guys that is doing really good that he should, you know, for Andretti. He's got like a fierce focus, and so he'll be there. There's a bunch of 33 drivers, and, you know, someone's going to come away with the victory, and you never know.
You know, I don't have it at my fingertips, but I believe the weather for Sunday is supposed to be extremely hot. I mean, like the hottest day we've had around here, maybe even this year. Like sunny with maybe high 80s, 90s. What effect have you seen over the past years that you've been covering this as to weather conditions and the effect on the 500, whether it's heat or rain or whatever?
Well, for sure you don't want any rain. Obviously,
right. That
can drag things out, and it, you know, it's for the traction stuff. But even when it's hot, it gets slippery out there as well. And so, you know, you're going to want it to be a little bit cooler. But it just, they all have to deal with the same weather conditions, and sometimes that can change over the course of a race. You know, today it was rainy most of the day here, and maybe in the 60s. So, you know, things can change, and everybody deals with it. But
right. Everybody's
really excited, and they are. In 20 years, this is the most tickets sold. And I was unaware of this. Remember, the I don't know if it's really come into play. Remember, they would used to be if the Bears game didn't sell out,
yes,
it wouldn't be on TV, or they would threaten you
right,
with that. I
right,
don't know.
Right. The blackout, home blackout of the game. Yeah.
Yes. In central Indiana, it is not on television unless it's a sellout. And
really?
When you look at, you've got 300,000 plus tickets just in the tickets to sell, not mentioning, you know, some of the other places to buy in and watch the race. So central Indiana, they have to listen to it on radio. So kudos to us in the
wow.
radio world.
Wow.
But can you imagine that?
No, that's a ridiculous rule. I mean,
well, it gives you an opportunity to get out in the yard and stain that wooden iron.
Again, pardon my ignorance, but this is the winner drinks a bottle of milk race, isn't it?
I wish. God, that would be awesome. We had to drink it. It was like a chug contest.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's one of those Adam Richman eating contests. They do pour the milk on top of themselves, and they get a choice. And it's just tradition. I'm not sure if you're obligated, if you like, you have to sign some waiver form that says if you do win, you got to go through with it. But don't you think about this from a branding perspective? Who, that first company, you know, to get into some sports drink or
sure,
something
sure.
To like take over, milk's right. out. You know, we'll do this. But the drivers get to choose whether they want whole milk 2% or fat free. So you get a choice. You're just pouring it. I don't know that they actually drink it.
It's a great tradition, I think, regardless. Well,
so last thing, you know, yeah. how like with the turkey, you know, when the president pardons the turkey and then the farmer's very proud, it's the same thing with the milk. Like they have like two different, you know, farmers that donate the bottle of milk that gets dumped. So everybody
right.
gets in on this. That's America.
That is America. What could be more America than milk in the Indy 500, I tell you?
You're right. I challenge you to think of something else.
Well, Dane, thank you so much for being with us, and we'll all be tuned in Sunday.
John, if I could mention just a couple more people that people
please,
can tune in for.
Please.
So we'll have all the drivers, and we're also going to have, it looks like we'll probably have Guy Fieri, who's been a couple-time pace car driver, and then for sure we have Jay Leno, who will have all 300 of his car radios tuned to WGN Radio.
I thought you were going to say he's going to have all of his 300 cars entered in the race, which ought to be very interesting.
Be good on.
Thanks, Dane. We'll all be tuned in. Thanks for coming on tonight. I appreciate it.
Thanks, John. Thanks so much.
You bet. That is Dane Neal, Indianapolis, live from the epicenter there. Whoa. And don't forget his podcast, On the Road. John Landecker at 720 WGN, heading into the Memorial Day weekend. And we've had some great times in the past with Gene Jones. He's a trivia maven. He's really exceptional. He's the creator and host of Gimme a Hint, the trivia game show. And you've probably heard him on before, and we've had a great time with him. And he's coming on right after the news, and we're going to do, and we'll see what he has in mind for trivia tonight. And see if we can give some prizes away here at 720 WGN.